Welcome to the Smith and Rowland Show. Let's join our host, Alan Smith and Jeff Rowland.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Smith and Rowland Unplugged Podcast.
Yes,
for today, where today we are mimicking the sounds of NPR radio, but only to those that are on the left.
Oh, my land. Mimicking NPR radio. I feel so wanted. I feel so wanted. Kind of like the FBI's wanted list or something. I feel wanted.
And here's the thing, as people get to know me, they will realize that I didn't plan that out. It just popped into my brain when we started.
Oh no, they know. So no, trust me, they know.
They know.
I mean, you know, in this day and time, Jeff, it's like I don't know. We kind of jump around a lot, but I think people have found a new punching bag, and that's Robert Kennedy Jr. It's like I've never seen it. I mean, I thought Donald Trump was a punching bag, but they're not even hardly throwing Robert Kennedy under the bus. They won't even carry him to the bus, much less
throw
him under.
That's exactly right. I heard the news today. They were talking about how that Robert F. Kennedy, everything that he's ever said, now this was the way they put it, everything he's ever said based on a conspiracy theory. Okay, now if you follow everything that he has ever said, he has spoken probably with more truth than just about anybody we know.
Although, they're saying he's a conspiracy theorist guy.
They're saying he's a conspiracy. Yeah, everything that he believes is a conspiracy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a pretty big statement. And I do want to qualify this way. Not everything that Robert F. Kennedy stands for do I believe. And there are some things that he believes that I am firmly against. There's also statements he's made in the past that I would love to hear him either clarify or rectify. You know,
well, I'll say this, Jeff.
That is true.
There's more of what he says that I agree with than I disagree with.
Absolutely. Me as well.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They call him a conspiracy theorist, but here's my problem. Robert Kennedy Jr., you can ask him, he'll give them to you. He does all of his research, collects all of his facts, and then he pronounces what's the conclusion of these facts.
Yeah, and
then they call him a conspiracy theorist. Well, conspiracy theorist doesn't have a bunch of facts to place their opinion on.
Now,
Robert Kennedy, I don't know if anybody's noticed it, but he's kind of a smart guy. He's got a brain. He's a very smart guy. He's got a brain. And when his train goes down the track, he's at least heading in the right direction. So you'll land on more truth if you're headed towards truth, is my point. If you're not headed towards truth, that's why you're going to get more non-truth. So they're saying he's a conspiracy theorist, but all of his research is done by statistics and what the data shows.
Well, and I've heard him say that he uses this phrase a lot. He says that he is connecting the dots. Now, there are a lot of conspiracy people who they use that same terminology, connecting the dots. But to connect the dots means that you have proven the dot.
That's right.
And a lot of conspiracy theorists don't have evidence for the dot. He does. When he begins to put the line to the dots, he comes up with conclusions.
Well, a lot of people just have circles. They got a circle. It's not a dot.
It's not a dot. It's not a full dot.
It's a statement, but no content.
That's right.
And it's the truth. Some people just speak with, they're going to connect the circles. And then there's others that connect the dots. And what happens is with that, and what I like about Robert, I'll tell you, I mean, I'll be honest with you, Jeff, there's a lot of things I like about him. that he stands a lot on the right side of truth. And of course, there's been nobody. I don't agree with myself a year ago. So right. It's not like we all agree 100% with each other, but I do like what I hear. And it's just like with Trump, some of the stuff that he says, I like what I hear. And, yeah, and then absolutely. There's some things I think, well, I wish he'd kept his mouth shut on that one.
Yeah. And let me tell you the one thing I do like about Robert F. Kennedy. This is the big plus on Robert F. Kennedy. He's not Joe Biden.
Now, can we put a double plus there?
Yeah,
I mean, maybe double, up on the plus.
Yeah, here's the thing. Whether you would vote for him or whether you wouldn't vote for him, it's sure a better option than the one that's in there now, and probably the best option the Democrat Party would have as far as someone that is intelligent and sober and sane to articulate a platform that would set a course for the nation. So I'm saying that in that party, he would be the guy that I think should lead that party. And right now, they're not even going to allow him the opportunity to debate in the primaries.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not going to let him even debate the president. Which I think is a political strategy from the Biden administration.
Well, can people not
however,
see through that?
On the Republican side, we got all of these people. Yeah, well, they should be able to, but I don't know that they, and maybe they are seeing through it. Maybe they will. We don't know yet. It all hadn't come to fruition yet. The only thing that we know is the Democrat Party is saying they're not going to allow debates in the primaries.
Yeah.
So Robert F. Kennedy is now stuck to get his message out through social media because mainstream media don't like him no more than they don't like Donald Trump.
That's right.
And that part is being proven out really well. Media don't like him. I'm intrigued by him. Yeah, I say, if the mainstream media don't like Robert F. Kennedy, that is enough to intrigue me. That's enough to make me interested in what the guy stands for. And
right.
I don't think a lot of people even knows what he stands for because they haven't checked him out. All they know is what they're hearing about him. And if all you know about him is what you've heard about him, I'm here to tell you, you've heard the wrong message.
Yeah. Well, Jeff, let me ask you a question. The word conspiracy theory, those two words, terms have been thrown around a lot, you know, in the last 5 years, let's say, and they've been thrown around a lot. Not only that, what is your, we know what a theory is. A theory, you know, the thing starts all, a particular truth or thought starts off with what we call a hypothesis. Then we call it a theory. And then with your theory, if you have proper evidence and you prove something as a fact. All right, when we use the word theory, what does the conspiracy theory mean, do you think, to the average American?
Well, to the average American, I'm not sure. I do know that what you know, because, and the reason I say that is because we're living in a time now where simple words have
they don't
a multitude
mean.
Of, no,
right.
They don't have no meaning. Everybody puts their own definition to it. But the word to conspire means to work against. So if you
Correct.
Have someone that has a conspiracy theory, that means that they have a theory of something that is conspiring to work against whatever it is that is their main topic. All right. So now
let me ask you a question. So, but theory, by the using of the term theory, is saying that you don't have facts to prove it.
Right.
Correct. I mean,
that's
what a
that's
theory.
Right.
That's what a theory, is. You're,
yeah, that's
a theory's
right.
not
a theory's
fact.
Not been
yeah, theory's not been proven. So conspiracy theory. Would I be correct in that most people would think that it's somebody that's against something, but they don't have the facts to back it up.
Right.
That's
well,
what
that,
you would
that
have
would,
to be
that would,
to be a conspiracy
right.
theorist.
Yeah, right. That's right. That's exactly right.
So anyway, go ahead though. That's why I just wanted to establish that.
Yeah. Well, what I'm saying is that Robert F. Kennedy is called a conspiracy theorist because he believes certain things about vaccines. Number one, right. They call him a conspiracy theorist because he said that the COVID vaccines don't stop COVID. Well, guess what? That's been proven correct.
It's been proved. So that is now a fact.
Yeah, it's no longer a theory.
And he actually, it's a fact. Yeah. So he has written a book on that fact about the vaccine, Fauci, and all of this sort of stuff. So to call him a conspiracy theorist is you're speaking a lie on that individual. When it comes, he has now facts that prove what he's saying is true. So if you call somebody a conspiracy theorist, it's because you're not willing to challenge in an open debate about the facts that he now holds.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, now consider this. He goes on with that. You can prove that the COVID vaccines does not prevent COVID. That was proven.
Exactly, okay. That's proven.
Now, then he went on to say that Big Pharma had a stake in all of this for the money they would make from the vaccines. Okay, that's not a theory either. That's a fact.
No, that's open to ever to public.
That's,
yeah.
I mean, anyone can.
So there again, that's not a theory.
Profit. It's not a
that's
theory.
That's not a theory.
That's a fact. Now, where everything starts getting a little shady is when you start asking the questions of why would the government then push a vaccine that does not work, that is merely to profit Big Pharma. Okay, is the government at that point, are they conspiring against the public? This is where I believe that a lot of conspiracy theories have been proven true by simply connecting the dots of the evidence that's in front of us. You have to arrive at some kind of conclusion as to why the government would then push vaccines as hard as they did, having evidence that it was not going to prevent COVID and having evidence that it was just going to benefit Big Pharma. Is there something, right, a relationship between Big Pharma and the government that is creating a conspiracy against the American public? Now, that's what gets Robert. It would appear so. And all Robert F. Kennedy has said is, it appears so. Okay.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Now, yeah, my point is, if that, in fact, makes him a conspiracy theorist, so am I.
Well,
and
I think,
the older I get, the more of that I engage in, because it's not just true on that, as far as COVID and the vaccines. It's true in many other ways and in many other aspects of the function of our government. Yeah,
correct. And also, the reason I would like to point out about difference in a theory and a fact is that they should be calling Robert Kennedy Jr. a conspiracy factualist.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he's left the theory stage, and now it's been proven fact. How many times, Jeff, have we heard a reporter say, well, you know, Donald Trump did mention that a year ago.
That's right.
That this was going to happen. times have we...
Have we
heard that? And you and I are neither big Robert Kennedy fanfare, and we're not Donald Trump fanfare, but we are truth fanfare.
That's right.
And where you got the truth, you just got the truth. And that's what our podcasts are all about, is trying to raise a banner for the truth.
Well, and watch this, Alan. You mentioned Trump. Listen to this. Donald Trump called the Russia investigation by Bob Mueller and the Democrat Party, he called it a Russian hoax. Okay, now as result, when he called them that, the mainstream media said that Donald Trump was a conspiracy theorist, thinking that everybody was out to get him. Okay, then the report come out, and Donald Trump was right. It was Russia hoax.
There was no repercussions to all of the Clintons and everybody, all the lies, all of the...
Right, exactly.
It's all been proven. And it absolutely blows my mind. That's the reason I think there's some kind of spirit behind it, Jeff, because I talk to people that are far, far left Democrats, and some of them are upset at the Democrats. They don't think they're far left enough. And you can take the truth, which is not theory and a fact, and they will not consider it. There's a huge blindness or something. I mean,
they are more in love with their ideology than they are the truth. They so want their ideology to be proven wrong that they're blinded to the truth. It's been sealed from their eyes. I've been preaching on this for several weeks now. It's been sealed. It's like Daniel being given the message from Gabriel and from the Lord, and then being told, seal up the book till the end times.
That's right.
So, I mean, it's like the truth's being sealed. And the problem is, when Trump said, okay, this is just a hoax, he was called a conspiracy theorist, saying that everybody was out to get him. All right. So it's proven that he was right. And it's also been proven that everybody is out to get him on both sides, the Republicans and the Democrats. That's been proven right. My point is, if that makes him a conspiracy theorist, then I believe more in conspiracies than I do in what I am being told is the truth.
Well, it's sure. Well, do you not think, too, a conspiracy would fall under the ideology of somebody with a motive?
Sure. Oh, absolutely. Ain't no doubt.
And then what happens when you have somebody with a motive? It's for sure not a conspiracy that they're trying to take Trump down.
Robert F. Kennedy.
Or Robert Kennedy. They're trying to act like Robert doesn't exist.
Yes, exactly.
I'm very thankful for social media, because if it wasn't for that, it would be that he doesn't exist.
That's right. That's exactly
because
right.
I just thank the Lord that people don't watch that much TV anymore your news you know what I'm saying.
Alan, can I just share with you, based on what you just said, a thought come to my mind? We've talked and done a couple podcasts about AI, and we've talked about, you know, how that AI is wanting to write a Bible, an AI Bible.
Yeah.
We've got
one church
that was led by an AI. All these different things about AI is coming up. Can I tell you that the entire world has already been acclimated to artificial intelligence, because we are mesmerized by what artificial intelligence we've already been inundated with, as far as Google is concerned, Alexa is concerned, Siri is concerned, screen time. People no longer watch television. They watch their computer.
That's right. Their phone.
They watch their telephone. It's their phone. So screen time is what consumes everybody's life now. And so we've been preconditioned to this move of AI coming in and taking over. And people would come closer to trusting that than they would the reality of truth. They would come
I think they would, because you trust a computer, Jeff. Already, the human minds, we have been conditioned to believe that a computer is where you store truth, you store facts.
Yeah, right. That's right.
And so AI is just supposed to be accumulating all the facts. The only problem is, just because you believe something true, it doesn't mean it's true. I watched a little podcast the other day, Jeff. It was Joe Rogan and Elon Musk. And I watched that thing and I couldn't believe it, of what Elon Musk was saying about Bible study and different things. It just blew my mind. And Joe Rogan, I just couldn't, you know, I'm like, this is incredible. And I'll actually send it to you for you to watch and listen to. And at the end, I thought, this is incredible. My son Joe sent it to me, and I said, well, Joe, that's incredible. He said, Dad, that's AI. I said, what?
Oh, wow.
I said, Joe Rogan and Elon Musk did not have that conversation. He said, it's all AI. Yeah, I said, you have got to be kidding me.
Okay, take heed, let no man deceive you, is in the Word of God. Now, that's what's coming. Now, watch this, Al. Watch this. We are connecting the dots of what we see in front of us.
Yeah.
And my point is when we're talking about these things, we would be considered a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'll send it to you when we get off the air here.
Yeah. I'd love to.
And it would absolutely. And I showed it to our friend TC at lunchtime today. And he said, oh, I can't believe what it looks like. Elon's been born again. Now here's the thing. The guy that did the AI is trying to sell his Christian book.
Oh, wow.
I mean, he did, he's trying to prove how AI is dangerous and all this, but anyway, you just have a thing there. Well, Jeff, we have run out of time. We'll pick back up on this topic of AI, Bible. On conspiracy theorists.
Let's do that.
Because
that's the trend. That's the trend of where we're heading. And we're going to hear that word conspiracy a lot during this election season. Yeah,
that's right. Okay, buddy. Well, you be careful. I'll catch you on the backside. All right. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining today's Smith & Rowland Show. You can check out our website at kingdompropheticsociety.org and our daily unplugged podcast at smithandrowlandshow.podbean.com. You can also join us on Amazon, Apple, or Spotify.